Today we're going to look at man's origin, relationships, vocation, and purpose.
大家早，今天我们要讲的主题是人的原始关系、职责与目的。
Now we're getting to part of God's word that can really impact us because it is specifically about us.
我们现在要进入神的话语的一部分，这个部分对我们的人生特别有冲击力。
Okay, so let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到神的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Because it does reveal to us that you are our creator.
它确实告诉我们你是我们的造物主。
There is only one true God.
只有一位真神。
You created everything in heaven and earth.
你创造天地的万物。
And you created men and women as the peak of your creation.
你也创造男女是你造物的顶端。
And you give us value and purpose.
把价值与目标赐给我们。
We pray you help us learn something of that this morning.
求主今天早上帮我们学习到这一点。
And that it would inspire us to live worthy of the high calling that you've given us.
能够激发我们活出你创造我们最崇高的目的。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to do a quick review of our last study because it feeds right into this one. 我们
要很快地回顾上篇的信息。
Okay, last week and the previous weeks we've been quoting honest evolutionists who admit there's no real empirical scientific evidence or real proof for the evolution of man.
我上一篇信息讲到我们引述了一些进化论者，他们自己承认关于人的进化没有确凿的科学证据。
In fact, many of them said that the evidence could fit in a shoebox and pickup truck.
事实上有些专家说所有的证据都能够放进一个鞋盒与小型的载货卡车。
Okay, and here's a supposedly an up-to-date genealogy from 1999.
这是1999年所发表的一个更新的人的这个进化史。
And it really is a dishonest presentation of the evidence.
那事实上它是非常不诚实的呈现这些证据。
But again, the media understands the power of pictures.
但是媒体十分了解图画带来的冲击力。
Look at this. First one is just a tooth.
好，我们看到第一幅画就是一个牙齿。
And they admit they don't know where this belongs.
他们也承认这个牙齿到底属于谁的，他们不知道。
Okay. This one here is, you can see the white parts are the only parts of the bones they really have. The rest is filled in by man.
那第三个图画你看到白色的部分呢，是他们确实有的骨头。那其他黑色的是人自己加添进去的。
Okay. This one they say may be an ancestor. They don't know.
那第五个图画说这可能是一个祖先，但是他们不确知。
Here again, you see how few bones they actually have. Only the white is the bone. The rest is filled in by man's imagination.
那第六幅图画一样，白色的才是他们真正有的骨头，其他的都是人的想象力所塑造出来的。
Then we have number 8 down here. They even admit, this is not a direct human ancestor.
那第八个图画，他们承认这不是真正人的祖先。
So why are they putting in there as part of our evolutionary predecessors?
那为什么他们把这些图片都放在我们的祖先的这个集合当中呢？
Okay, here's another one. It may be an early form.
那十一个图画说这或许可能是早先的一个图形。
Here's another one. It may be the last common ancestor of Neanderthal and humans.
那第十三个就这个可能是尼安德达人和人类早期的祖先。
And again, they don't know. Nobody can, because look how much is missing.
所以事实上没有人知道，你看他缺失的到底有多少。
And then here again, this has been found covering over 100,000 years, supposedly, of their time.
那这第十五个就是说这个大概是十万年前找到的。
Now, as we looked at last time, all these in blue are the Homo genus.
我们上次也看到所有蓝色的部分，就是说人的祖先。
Okay, so that you either have human bones or you have ape bones. Those are the two kinds you find.
那这里找到的骨头不是人的骨头，就是猿猴的骨头。
And then here we have, they say common ancestor, but they admit no fossils have ever been found.
所以这里是够说他们。说这些都是人类或是猿猴共同的祖先，但是他们 没有确凿的证据。
So this is why 60% of Americans don't believe that we evolved from apes.
这就是为何 60% 的美国人不相信人是从猿猴类的始祖进化来的。
If you look at the real evidence, it's not there.
假如你找这些真实的证据呢，他们不存在。
Okay, Darwinism is under attack from within science itself.
那达尔文主义受科学内部自己的攻击。
Okay, here's a quote from an evolutionist.
这是来自一位进化论者，我引述他的话。
No real evolutionist, whether a gradualist or punctuationalist.
他说没有真正的进化论者，不管他是逐步进化论者或是突发进化论者。
Gradualist means apes gradually turned into humans. Punctuationalist is there was a big jump to humans.
这个逐步进化论是说猿猴逐渐变成人，那突发进化论就是猿猴跳跃成为人。
But no evolutionist uses the fossil record as evidence in favor of the theory of evolution.
但是没有真正的进化论者会使用这些化石记录作为偏袒进化论的证据。
But the media and school textbooks do all the time.
但是媒体跟学校的教科书常常就这么做。
Okay, and here's your references. There's three different references.
我给大家提出三个参照的资料。
Okay, this is why the only skull I will believe in is the one that can save me from my sins.
这就是为什么我唯一相信的骨头，头骨就是拯救我脱离罪恶的头骨。
This is a place in Israel some people think might be the place of the skull because it looks like it.
左边这个图画就是圣经提到的以色列的独楼地，很可能是耶稣钉十字架的地方。
But either way, if this is the place or not, Jesus was crucified in the place of the skull.
那不管这个地方确实是不是，耶稣是被钉在独楼山，就是哥哥他加略山。
That's the skull that can save me from my sins.
只有那个头骨能够救我脱离罪恶。
Okay. We battle not with empirical science, but false worldviews that misinterpret the dubious evidence.
所以我们不是与实证科学作战，而是与用错误的世界观去错解可疑的证据来作战。
Okay. And we're told to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
圣经告诉我们要将各样的计谋，各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事去攻破，将人的心意夺回。
Okay. We have to respond when these theories are attacking the knowledge of God.
所以我们必须回应这些攻击有关上帝真理的一些理论。
Okay. The atheistic materialism dominating the world's educational and political systems has become a stronghold against faith in God.
所以无神唯物论掌控世界的教育与政治制度，他们已经成为反对信仰神的引领。
Okay. Why are so many so committed to a theory with so little empirical evidence?
那么为什么有如此众多的人强烈委身于一个只有极少实证证据的理论呢？
Well, the reason is they already committed to a philosophical naturalism.
原因是他们已经委身于一个哲学自然论。
Okay, and that means they must explain everything in terms of a finite three-dimensional box of time and space.
换句话说，就是他们必须以有限的三维时空框架来解释万物。
There is no supernatural, only the natural exists.
没有超自然的存在，只有自然的存在。
Okay. And they created a definition of science based on naturalism that's so narrow it eliminates God with a mere play on words.
所以他们用一个非常狭窄的，就是自然论的科学定义，用玩弄字句排除了上帝。
Okay.Science is not the real issue, but a prior philosophical commitment.
所以科学不是真正的议题，预设的哲学委身才是。
Okay. And here's a quote again from an evolutionist.
这是引用另外一位进化论者的话。
Even if all the data point to an intelligent designer, such a hypothesis is excluded from science because it is not naturalistic.
即使所有的数据指向智能设计者。这种假设被排除在科学之外，因为它不合乎自然主义。
So now look, he's saying even if the evidence points to a God, you can't believe in it.
所以即使他说，即使所有的数据指向一位创造者，但是你不能去相信他。
Okay. Philosophy has gained primacy over empirical facts.
所以哲学胜过实证的事实，获取了首要地位。
Okay.Now, school textbooks definitions of science exclude God.
学校教科书的科学定义排除了上帝。
Okay. Says many people believe that a supernatural force or deity created life. That explanation is not within the scope of science.
许多人相信超自然的力量或是神明创造了生命，但是那种解释不在科学范围之内。
That's because by definition, they've excluded God.
因为根据他们自己的科学定义，已经把上帝排除了。
Okay. Another school textbook excludes God.
好，另外学校教科书的科学定义排除上帝有另外一个例子。
In fact, most of them do.
事实上，多数是如此。
Okay. By attributing the diversity of life to natural causes rather than to supernatural creation, Darwin gave biology a sound scientific basis.
他们说将生命的多样性归功于自然因素而不是超自然的创造，达尔文就给予生物学扎实的科学基础。
But if we, as we've learned over the past year, there's very little sound scientific empirical evidence to support Darwin.
但是今年我们开始学到的就是有非常非常少的实证证据能够支持万物是自然因素生成的。
Okay.There's a Chinese proverb that says, don't put your dirty laundry out.
中国有句俗话说家丑不外扬。
Okay. Now, evolutionists with the aid of like-minded media have been very successful at hiding their dirty laundry from the public.
进化论者与他们想法类似的媒体很成功地隐藏了家丑不让公众知道。
Okay.We looked at the dirty laundry of many blunders, frauds, forgeries, imaginary icons, and artwork that deceives many.
我们已经看过许多失误、诈欺、造假，还有想象的图标和艺术创作，欺瞒许多人。
Okay. The fossil evidence is deceptively misrepresentative.
化石证据故意被歪曲去蒙骗人。
Okay. We've all studied this already.
好，我已经给大家看过了。
Okay. And this is one of my favorite illustrations of the problem with scientific reductionism.
那这是我最喜欢的一个科学简化论谬论的。
This is by a famous scientist, Sir Arthur Eddington.
这是一位非常有名的科学家，叫做 Sir Arthur Eddington 所说的。
And the message is, you can't catch spiritual truth in a materialistic net.
他说，我们没有办法用唯物的网子去捕捉属灵的真理。
Right? But he told of a fisherman who concluded from his fishing experiences with a certain net.That there was no fish in the sea less than 2 inches long.
他说有一个渔夫去打鱼，然后他很确凿的说，我没有看见任何的鱼是小于两寸长的。
Right, but this disturbed a lot of his fellow fishermen.
那其他的渔夫就很不同意。
They pointed out that there's a lot of fish that are smaller than 2 inches.
他们说有很多鱼是小于两寸的。
They just slip through the 2-inch holes in the net you're using.
他们只是穿过了你所用的两寸大的这个渔网。
But this fisherman was unmoved.
但是这个渔夫就不动摇。
He just pontificated that what his net cannot catch are not fish.
他斩钉截铁地说，用这个网子网到的呢，如果是超过两寸长的话，他们就不是鱼。
And he accused his critics of having pre-scientificmetaphysical prejudices.
所以他就批评那些不相信他的话的人，说他们有偏见。
See, and this is the problem with scientific reductionism.
这就是科学简化论的问题。
It's similar to this net that fisherman was using.
他们跟这个渔夫使用的渔网很类似。
It's not designed to catch anything smaller than 2 inches.
因为这个渔网的设计就是捕捉不到任何小于两寸的鱼。
And the definition of science used today.
今天科学为自己下的定义
eliminates anything that's spiritual,
排除了任何属灵的事情
or supernatural,
或是超自然的事情。
So why should we acquiesce to such a definition of science?
所以我们要问的就是为什么我们要默许这般的科学定义呢？
Right? They can never discover spiritual truth with such a restricted definition.
用这么限制有设限的科学定义，他们就永远捕捉不到属灵的真理。
Okay. Now God refutes all these false philosophies in Genesis.
上帝在创世纪就驳斥这些错误的哲学。
Okay. He refutes materialism.
首先他驳斥唯物论。
Because God is separate from his material universe.
因为上帝有别于他所创造的物质宇宙。
Right. He refutes naturalism.
他也驳斥自然论。
Because it reveals nature, it has a supernatural beginning.
因为它启示自然界有超自然的起源。
Right? He refutes humanism.
他也驳斥人本主义。
Because God, not man, is the ultimate reality.
因为是上帝而不是人是最终的实际。
And he refutes evolution by creating all things in 6 days with his word.
他也驳斥进化论在六天用他自己的话语创造了万物。
So all these false human philosophies are refuted by the revelation in Genesis 1.
所以这些人所创造出来的哲学在创世纪第一章就被上帝来驳斥了。
Okay. Now in Genesis 1, God himself reveals two key lessons.
那上帝在创世纪第一章启示两个关键性的功课。
Okay. First one, there's only one God, the sovereign, omnipotent creator of everything that exists.
首先只有一位真神，他创造了万物，他是全能自主的上帝，万事都在他掌管之下。
Okay. Everything is under his control, he is Lord.
万事都在他掌管之下，他是主。
And the second great lesson is both men and women bear the image of God and are God's crowning purpose of creation.
那第二个关键性的功课就是男人与女人都拥有上帝的形象，而且是上帝创造最崇高的目的。
You're the most important thing of everything that God created.
上帝所创造的万物当中，人是最重要的。
And he's got a great purpose for us.
而且他对我们有一个很伟大的目的。
Okay. Now Genesis 1 reveals man's four key relationships.
所以在创世纪第一章就启示出人的四个关键性关系。
This is what we'll look at today.
那这就是我们今天信息的主题。
Okay. Man's relationship with his creator.
第一就是人与他造物主的关系。
Man's relationship with himself.
第二是人与自我的关系。
Man's relationship with creation.
第三，人与造物的关系。
And man's relationship with his fellow man, male and female.
人与他人，包括男性跟女性的关系。
Okay, so first we look at man's being, his relationship with God.
首先我们看人的存在，他与上帝的关系。
The first thing we learn that we're created, not evolved.
我们首先学到的是人是被造的，而不是进化来的。
Okay, says God said, "Let us make man in our image."
创世纪神说，我们要造我们的形象。按我们的样式造人
After our likeness.
按着我们的样式造人
So God created man in his own image.
所以上帝就照自己的形象造人
Okay. Man's body is formed from the dust of the ground in Genesis chapter 2. We'll look at next time.
在创世纪第二章说人的身体是从地里的尘土造出的
But here God is creating, not forming.
但是在这里上帝是创造而不是造
He's creating the human soul.
他创造人的灵魂。
And notice he's creating male and female here.
在这里，人的灵魂有男的，也有女的。
Okay. Man's being, our relationship with God, were created, not evolved.
所以人的存在是被造，而不是进化来的。
Okay. Now, man's body is formed from the dust of the ground. Here the soul is created.
所以我们这边看到人的身体是尘土造出来的，但是灵魂是创造出来的。
Okay. The soul, not physical bodies, is the essence of man.
人的灵魂而不是人的肉身是人的本质。
And this is important. God reveals here that a man has a male soul and a woman has a female soul.
其实在这里有一个非常重要的分辨，就是男性有男性的灵魂，女性有女性的灵魂。
Male and female is not just physical, it's also the essence of our being.
所以男性跟女性不单单只是肉身的，而是说我们里面的灵魂不一样。
Okay. Now humans share God's moral attributes, but not God's natural attributes.
我们人享有上帝的道德属性，但没有上帝的自然属性。
On the left-hand side, we see God's moral attributes.
在左边是上帝的道德属性。
Okay, for example, the love of God.
好比上帝的爱。
And we put there the love of Jesus, because Jesus is God, he has the same attributes.
我们在这边也列出耶稣的爱，因为耶稣就是上帝。
See, and you and I, created in God's image, can be loving.
你我按照神的样式所造，也是一个仁爱的人。
Okay, here's faithfulness.
还有就是忠实。
God is faithful.
上帝是信实的。
And we're supposed to be faithful in our relationship.
我们也应该在我们的关系中是信实的、忠实的。
And we see God is just.
还有神的公正。
And we're supposed to be just in all our relationships. And we're not seeing that today in all these crimes being committed in our cities. I'm sure you've seen pictures of people running in and out of stores, taking things out, and they're not even arresting the people. That's a crisis when a society is not executing God's justice on crime and sin.
所以我们看到当一个社会不实行公义的时候呢，这是一个危机。
Okay, now on the right-hand side, we have God's attributes as creator, and we don't share these.
在右边是上帝的造物主的自然属性，我们不能分享这些。
For example, God is eternal. He'll never die. He had no beginning and he'll have no end.
好比上帝是永恒的，他从来不会死亡，他没有开端，也没有结束。
You and I are not eternal. We had a beginning.
你跟我不是永恒的，因为我们有开始。Okay.
God is omniscient. He knows everything.
上帝也是无所不知的。You
and I don't know everything.
但你跟我不是这样。We
are not omnipotent.
我们也不是全能的。We're
not infinite.
我们也不是无限的。So
we can't share in these attributes that belong to God alone.
所以在我们的受造当中，我们没有办法分享只有属于神的这些自然属性。
But we are to manifest the moral attributes of God because we're created in His image. But apes lack all these attributes. That's because they're not created in God's image. Okay. Man's being, our relationship with self. As far as we know, man is the only being that is self-conscious.
就我们所知，到目前为止，人是唯一有自知的被造。
Okay, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him.
创世纪告诉我们，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
Okay, now we're creating the image of the I am that I am.
我们是由那位我是的上帝的形象所造的。
That's the name that God said is his eternal memorial in Exodus.
在出埃及地，神用这个话来启示摩西，就是我是。好，中文翻成我是自有永永。And
we are self-conscious. We want to know who am I.
所以我们是按照这个形象造的，所以人是有自知的，而且我们要知道我是谁。
And we can never know who am I until I first know the great I am.
我们没有办法知道我是谁，除非我们先知道那个最伟大的我是谁。
Both male and female created in the image of God.
男女都按照上帝的形象所造。
So notice we're taught that men and women equally share God's image and infinite value.
我们这边看到男性与女性平等的享有上帝的形象与无限的价值。
Because human beings are created in God's image, we have an infinite value, every human being.
因为人是照神的形象造的，所以每一个人都有无限的价值。
Okay. Cultures that suppress biblical worldview tended to make women second-class citizens.
而压制圣经世界观的文化倾向于使女性成为二等公民。
Yeah, they even kill baby girls.
甚至杀死女婴。
And in our time, this became a huge problem in China and a huge problem in India, where they killed probably a difference of 200 million girls.
我们晓得在中国跟印度这是很大的问题，可能他们杀死的女婴都超过 2 million,
200 million,
超过两亿个女婴。
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
这是个悲剧。Because
they don't know the truth of God's word.
因为他们不晓得上帝话语的真理。
Okay. Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin, also wrote another book.
汤姆叔叔小木屋的作者叫 Harriet Beecher Stowe,
and she wrote Women in Sacred History.
她也写了另外一本书，叫做《神圣历史中的妇女》。And
she documented the difference in how women are treated in Christian societies than they were in any other cultures of the world.
她详细记录在基督教文化里面与基督教之外的文化里面，妇女怎么被对待。
See, any society that doesn't know the God of the Bible.
任何不知道圣经的这位神的社会
cannot understand the infinite value of a woman.
没有办法明了妇女无限的价值。
Okay. Now here's some of the evils or the dirty laundry of Darwinian evolution.
我们现在来看看达尔文进化论的丑事，它的邪恶。
Okay, Darwin argued that women are inferior to men.
达尔文辩称女性低于男性。
Because they have not evolved as fully as men have.
因为他们不如男性那样的进化。
Okay, some evolutionists even claim rape was a means for men to propagate their genes.
某些进化论者还声称强奸是男性繁衍他们基因的途径。
And this is becoming more and more common.
这越来越普遍。
If you believe in evolution, this is a natural outcome of that belief.
假如你相信进化论，这是它自然的产生的后果。
Because there's no morals in evolution.
因为在进化论里面没有道德。
Okay. Now we get to man's vocation, our relationship with nature.
那现在我们进入第三点，人的职责就是与大自然的关系。
Okay, we're given dominion over all life forms except other men.
上帝吩咐我们管理所有的生物，除了其他人。
And if you look up those two scriptures in Exodus and Deuteronomy,
假如你看出埃及记跟生命记这两节经文,
you'll learn what God thinks about slavery.
你可以知道上帝对 奴隶是怎么想的?
If you kidnap a human being to sell them into slavery,
假如你绑架任何其他人去卖他们做奴隶,
you get the death penalty.
你要得到死刑。
God would not tolerate it at all.
神完全不会容忍这样的行为。
So most of the slavery we've seen in world history has been something that God and His Word condemns.
所以在世界上我们所有看到很多的奴隶的制度呢，是上帝所
Okay. It says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
这边创世纪26节就是说让他们管理海里的鱼,
and over the fowl of the air,
空中的鸟,
and over the cattle,
地上的牲畜,
and over the earth,
和全地,
and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth,
并地上所爬的一切昆虫.
And I just had to put this there because, you know, people even change fleas and make flea circuses.
这边还包括跳蚤，因为有些人还训练跳蚤，是他们做在马戏团里表演。
Yeah, that's a flea circus, and it takes three fleas to pull that little car.
这是一个用跳蚤所拉的这个小车。
So it's literal. God says that we have authority. We can train every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth.
所以神说我们可以训练所有的生物来，所有在地上爬的东西来训练它们。
Yeah, I actually have a book if anybody's interested in it, and how to train fleas.
我甚至有一本书叫告诉你怎么训练跳蚤。
Okay. Man's vocation, our relationship with nature, we're given dominion over the earth.
好，上帝给我们人的职责与大自然的关系就是要管理地球。
We're supposed to preserve God's ecological wonders.
是要我们保存他所创造的生态奇观。
Right, God said, replenish the earth and subdue it.
只是要生养众多，遍满地面。
And He gave us dominion over the fish and the fowl and every living thing so we could keep the balance of nature.
好，治理这地，管理所有东西，使我们可以维持它的生态平衡。
Okay, nature is not our mother.
所以大自然不是我们的母亲。
We do not imitate her or act like animals.
我们不模仿大自然，我们的举止也不像动物。
But the reason so many human beings are acting like animals is because they're being taught that in school.
但是很多人的举止像动物，是因为学校这么教导他们。
You evolved from animals, you're nothing more than an animal.
因为你是从动物进化来的，所以你就是一个像动物一样的。
But God says we're not. We're created in His image.
但神说我们不是，我们是按照他的形象造的。
And we're supposed to take care of His world.
我们必须要照管他所创造的世界。
That's a vocation. It's not just a job.
这是我们的人的职责，更确切的说是人的呼召。
A job is something you do just because you have to do it.
我们做一个工作是因为我们必须做。
But a vocation is something you're called by God to do and it brings fulfillment and meaning to your life.
但是所谓神所呼召的职责是神呼召你去做，使你得到一个满足。
Okay. Man's faith in the divine lawgiver and this dominion mandate made the modern scientific revolution possible.
人对神赐神圣赐律法的这位上帝与他管理命令的信念呢，使现代科学的革命成为可能。
See, God giving us dominion over the earth and over the animals is called the dominion mandate.
神叫我们管理地上的生物还有地球呢，这就是神给我们管理的这个所谓的天命。
So we know there is such a thing as objective truth.
就我们知道有所谓的客观真理的存在。
If you believe the Bible, not evolution,
假如你相信圣经，圣经而不是相信进化论。
We know the universe is real.
我们知道宇宙也是真实的。
A lot of Eastern philosophies believe it's an illusion.
许多东方哲学认为看得见的东西只是幻象。
Okay. We know the universe is orderly. It's governed by laws designed by God.
我们也知道宇宙是有秩序，被上帝所创造的法则所管理的。
And because of that, science studies and experiments to discover the laws that govern orderly reality.
也因为如此，所以科学研究与实验可以发掘掌管秩序的法则。
Okay, and just so you can see, most of the early scientific disciplines were founded by Bible-believing scientists.
我现在要给大家看一下，早期很多科学学科的创设都是由相信圣经的科学家们。
And here I just give you a list of them, but you can see almost all the important scientific disciplines were founded by Bible believers.
我给大家看出很多这些学科哈，都是由相信圣经的科学家们所开创的。
Here's some more.
还有这些。
Now these people you know, Lord Kelvin, Robert Boyle, other people. Here's some more.
还有更多的。
Okay, here's some more.
还更多。
And some more.
更多。
Okay. And all these, if you want a good study Bible, the Defender's Study Bible has an appendix that lists 41 total scientific disciplines.
假如你要一个很好的圣经研读本的话，这个 The Defender's Study Bible 哈，就是护卫者查经的圣经，里面列出了所有这些科学学科还有发明他们的人。
It'll also give you scientific explanations for some of the tough questions that you might have.
它也从科学的角度来回答你要提出的一些很重要的问题。
Okay. Now man's purpose, our relationship with family.
那第四个就是人的目的呢，就是与家人的关系。
And God has given us both a heavenly and earthly family.
神赐给我们的是天上的与地上的家人。
Okay.Said God bless them and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
神就赐福给他们，对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面。
Now that word replenish in the Hebrew basically just means fill the earth.
这个生养众多，遍满地面，充满地面。
Okay. And God creates family, male and female, with the blessing of sex in monogamous marriage.
所以上帝创造家庭哈，有男性与女性，赐福他们一夫一妻的婚姻，有性生活，能够生养儿女，遍满全地。
Yeah. And we're supposed to raise children, godly children that believe in God and fill the earth.
所以我们必须养育有对上帝有信仰的儿女来充满全地。
Okay. Our omniscient Lord Jesus Christ confirmed Genesis about the family.
我们全知的主耶稣也确认创世纪。
Okay.Jesus confirmed it, and I give you those scriptures, and there's a lot of other scriptures that confirm Genesis.
好，耶稣在福音书就是马太跟马可福音里面呢，他确认了创世纪一章与第二章的话。
Okay, God created family. He created male and female.
上帝创造了家庭，他创造男女。
Okay, sexual intercourse between male and female is God's design before the fall, before sin even.
男女之间的性交是上帝在人堕落之前的设计。
And it has God's full blessing in the context of marriage.
它具有上帝对婚姻的完满祝福。
But it comes with serious warnings outside of marriage.
同时对婚外的性交带有严肃的警告。
Because our society today is totally rejecting God's warnings.
但是今天我们的社会已经完全拒绝了上帝的警告。
Okay.And here's evolution's dirty laundry on sex.
我们现在来为大家解释一下进化论有关于性的家丑。
Okay. Male, female, and sexual reproduction is every evolutionist's nightmare.
雌雄的性繁殖是每一位进化论者的噩梦。
That's because they're beyond reasonable explanation. They have no explanation.
因为他们超乎合理的解释。
Okay. They can't even begin to explain how sexual reproduction could evolve from asexual reproduction.
因为他们没有办法解释性繁殖如何能够从无性繁殖进化到有性繁殖。
They almost always jump to why sexual reproduction helps survival.
他们总是跳跃这个题目，进到为何性繁殖帮助了生存。
But that's a non sequitur, what we call, that's not relevant to the most important question.
那这个呢是一个不合逻辑的推论哈，跟最重要的问题不相关。
Right, how could male and female and sexual reproduction have ever evolved? And it couldn't have. That's the point.
好，那性繁殖是怎么可能用进化来得到呢？是不可能的。
Okay, Charles Darwin in chapter 6.
达尔文的物种原始论第六章。
Okay.He said, if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed, which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications.
他说，假如能够显示任何复杂的器官曾经存在，而它不可能是由无数连续轻微的修改所形成。
Then my theory would absolutely break down, but he said he couldn't find any such case.
那么我的理论将会绝对的垮掉。但是我他说他找不到任何一个案例。
But male female sexuality is such a case.
但是男性与女性以及他们的这个性繁殖就是一个案例。
Also Michael Behe in Darwin's Black Box.
另外 Michael Behe 在达尔文的黑盒子里面他说
He reveals now that science has been able to go into the cell.We've discovered it is infinitely and irreducibly complex.
他说因为这个显微镜的发明他们可以进到细胞里面就启示了所有的在细胞里面的东西呢是无限的而且没有办法降低的那种复杂性。
And I recommend you go look at some of his videos. They're very entertaining.
他的这个
The link is there.
他的这个视频非常有意思你们可以去看。
Okay.
他叫 michaelbehe.com.
Yeah.But as science has gotten better, we've learned there are many things that are just too complicated to have evolved little by little over time.
科学越进展的时候，他们就会越发现有许许多多的事情不可能是偶然，而且借着时间来形成的，因为它太复杂了。
Okay. For example, the 250,000 species of sexually reproducing plants.
好比25万个被子植物种类经由性交来繁殖。
And the thing is, they can only mate with their own species.
而且他们只能在同一个物种当中彼此交配。
Okay, so that means some miraculous unknown mechanism caused 250,000 species to evolve both male and female organs by chance simultaneously.
这表示某种奇迹式的机制使20万个种类偶然的而且同时的进化出它们雌雄的器官。
It's pretty much impossible for one species to have done that.
一个物种能够达到这样的一个进化就不可能了。
Much less for 250,000 to have done the same miraculous thing.
更别提有25万个不同的物种同时能够这样的进化。
But it's nothing for an omnipotent God to create 250,000 species of male-female plants.
但是对一位全能的上帝来说，创造二十万种不同的雌雄体的种类是没有问题的。
Okay. And then most flowering plants need pollinators.
那多数开花的植物需要授粉者。
So not only did those plants have to develop male-female.
所以不管，就说这些授粉者。不但要发展出雌雄体
They had to develop along with 25,000 species of bees and 750 species of butterflies to be able to cross-pollinate.
同时25万个被植物呢要与75种蝴蝶和5000种蜜蜂同时一起进化。
It's just irrational to believe that that happened by mindless chance over time.
说这些是没有智能经过时间进化来的是不合理性的。
But it causes me to worship the God that created it.
但是它却使我造成我要去敬拜这位创造万物的这位上帝。
Okay. Now, here's a Madagascar orchid and pollinator moth.
这里一个很好的例子就是马达加斯加的兰花跟授粉的飞蛾。
The orchid has a 12 to 16 inch shaft with the nectar at the bottom.
这个兰花具有12到16寸的长杆，而它的花蜜在最底部。
So in order to be pollinated, to survive, it has to have a moth with a 12 to 16 inch tongue that can reach it.
所以要这个兰花能够生存，它必须有一个授粉的飞蛾，有一个很长的舌头去达到这个底端的花蜜。
It can't evolve. Everything has to be just right or both of them would die.
所以这没有办法进化好，它一定是完全设计正确的配合，要不然就死亡了。
Now here's an interesting thing.
有意思的是
Somebody brought Darwin one of these Madagascar orchids.
有一个人送了达尔文马达加斯加的兰花
And he said, there must be a moth that can pollinate this.
他说一定有一个飞蛾可以为这个兰花授粉
So 40 years later, they discovered this moth.
所以40年之后他们发现了这个飞蛾
So they like to say, see, Darwin prophesied that this moth existed.
所以他们说哦你看达尔文预言到说这个飞蛾一定存在
No, if you got common sense, you know, there has to be a moth to pollinate it or it couldn't exist at all.
但是你的一般常识会告诉你这个飞蛾早就存在了要不然这个兰花活不了
According to his theory, there had to be a moth that could pollinate it.
因为根据他的理论一定会有这样一个飞蛾能够为他授粉。
But there's no way evolution can explain how these two evolved together.
但是进化论没有办法解释这两个兰花跟飞蛾可以如何同时进化。
And there are no missing links.
而且找不到遗失的链接。
Okay. Now, insect male, female sexuality is a nail in evolution's coffin. You looked at this.
昆虫的雌雄性别是进化论棺木上的一根钉子。
Right.Biologists are embarrassed by the subject of sex because of their ignorance.
生物学家对性的题目感到难堪，因为他们在这方面是无知的。
Okay, this is a quote from an evolutionist.
这是引述一位进化论者的话。
Okay, what sex is and why it evolved and how it works are the biggest unsolved problems in biology.
他说性为何，如何进化？哦，性为何就是如是什么？为何进化？如何运作？是生物学最大尚未解决的问题。
Okay. We are still not certain why males exist.
我们现在仍然不确定为什么雄体会存在。
And why, if we must have them at all, nature needs so many.
而且为什么如果必须有它们的话全部的话呢大自然需要这么多。
Okay, this is what they teach in classes in college and high school now.
这是在高中跟大学所教导的。
So now you know why the male has come under so much attack.
这就是为什么你可以明白现在的男性受到这么大的攻击。
They don't even know why they exist.
因为他们不知道为什么他们要存在。
Or why we need so many.
还需要这么多。
Okay, so you see, what you believe, if you believe in evolution, is going to impact male and female and marriage in our society.
所以假如你相信进化论的话呢，进化论确实会影响我们的社会，还有男女的关系。
Insect romance and sex clearly points us to the creator.
昆虫的罗曼史以及他们的性别清楚地将我们导向造物主。
Okay. Soft science expects us to believe that 1 million different species of insects simultaneously evolved their incredibly complicated sexual apparatus of both male and female, along with their mating rituals by time and chance with no intelligence involved.
软科学期望我们相信上百万个不同的种类同时进化它们复杂的性器官包括雌雄体只是借着时间跟偶然不需要任何智能的介入
Okay, this is why evolutionists don't deal with the problem of why did or how did male and female sexuality in plantsIn bugs and in humans evolve. They can't explain it.
这就是为什么进化论者比较不愿意去涉足在植物在这些动物雌雄体的进化这方面的问题。
Because it's just too complicated to have evolved slowly, little by little.
因为它们太复杂了而且不可能是慢慢的一点一点的进化。
Here's just one example of how complicated it is with the dragonfly.
这就是蜻蜓的这个雌雄体的性交是如何的复杂
Who can mate while they're flying in mid-air at amazing speeds.
他们在飞的时候可以有性交这是太奇妙的事情
okay. Why would this evolve? It doesn't make sense
那这个怎么会进化来呢
Okay. The nightmare for evolutionists
我们再看看进化论者的噩梦
Okay. Common sense knows that natural selection could not possibly have provided simultaneous on-time delivery of both the male and female of each species.
一般常识都知道，自然选择没有办法可能同时而且恰时的提供每个物种的雌雄体。
And if you want to read a good book on Darwin's secret sex problem, this is it right here.
这边有一本很好的书是达尔文的这个神秘的性方面的问题。
Yeah, he just shows how evolution has no answer to God's creation of sex.
他说明进化论对这个神怎么创造这个性呢是很复杂的很难去解释的一件事情。
Okay.Man's purpose, our relationship with family.
最后我们讲到人的目的就是与家人的关系。
Now we have a relationship with both our heavenly and earthly families.
我们有天上的与地上家人的关系。
The Bible talks about the whole family in heaven and earth.
在以弗所书圣经提到天上地上的全家。
Okay. God made us part of a heavenly family and an earthly family, and there you have all your scriptures you can look up.
上帝创造我们是天上家庭与地上家庭的一部分。
Okay.We have potential to bear spiritual and physical children.
所以我们有潜力生养属灵的与属肉身的儿女。
Not every couple is able to have physical children.
不是每一对夫妻都能够生儿养女。
But everybody is able to have spiritual children.
但是每一个人都有可能生养属灵的儿女。
Help lead somebody to salvation in Christ so they'll be in heaven with us.
带领某个人成为主的信徒将来在天堂与我们在一起。
Okay. Our purpose, our divine provision is super abundant vegetarian food.
我们现在来看看来自上帝给我们的神圣的供给有超丰富的蔬菜食物。
God said, I've given you every herb bearing seed.
神说我将地上一切结种子的菜蔬。
And upon all the earth, every tree in which is the fruit of a tree.
一切树上所结有核的果子。
And to you it shall be for meat.
全赐给你们做食物。
So notice the biblical word for meat is not the way we use it.
所以圣经上用 meat, 我们说的肉这个字呢，事实上它是不是我们的用法，它就是食物的意思。
Yeah, meat in the Bible includes herbs and fruit.
所以这个 meat, 就是食物，包括蔬菜，包括这个水果。
Okay.But man will not be permitted to eat living creatures until after the flood of Noah.
那人类不准吃任何的活物，直到挪亚洪水之后。
There's no death before the fall. All life was vegetarian.
人堕落之前没有死亡，所有的生物吃的全是蔬菜。
And this is a very important revelation of Genesis.
这是创世纪一个非常重要的启示。
To every beast of the earth and every fowl and to everything that creepeth, God gave every green herb for meat.
至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟，并各样爬在地上有生命的物，我将青草赐给他们做食物。
So not only man, but also the animals were all vegetarian.
就不但人是吃蔬菜，所有其他的生物吃的也是生菜。
Okay.And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
神看着一切所造的甚好。
Because there was no death up to this point in history.
因为在历史中到目前这个阶段还没有死亡。
Okay. Plants are considered living by science, but not by God.
科学认为植物是活的，但上帝不这么认为。
Okay. Science says something's living if it has movement, respiration, sensitivity, growth, reproduction, excretion, and nutrition.
科学的定义是哈，有这七件事情组成了生命，就是有动作、呼吸、感知、成长、繁殖、排泄和养分。
And that's the letters that spell Mrs. Gren if you want to memorize it.
这几个字的头一个字母呢就形成 Mrs. Gren 这个字、
yeah.
这个名字。
But that's man's definition of life.
这是人对生命的定义。
Okay. God says life is in the blood.
但是上帝说好生命是在血里。
And plants have no blood.
但植物没有血。
Killing involves shedding blood.
杀死一样东西需要流血。
So plants may be biologically alive, but they don't die, they wither.
植物或许生理上是活的，但是它们不会死亡，它们是枯萎。
Okay. Plant and animal differences.
那植物跟动物有差别。
Animals feel pain and suffer.
动物可以感受到痛苦跟这个苦难。
Right? Plants can't see, hear, feel, taste, or smell.
但是植物没有办法看、听、感知、尝或闻。
Okay. So there's no animal death before Adam's sin.
所以在亚当犯罪之前也没有动物的死亡。
And plants don't die.
植物也不死。
Okay. Okay, on day three, God commanded the earth to bring forth plants.
在第三天, 上帝吩咐地要生出植物来。
But on day six, God commands the earth to bring forth the living creature, the animals.
在第六天, 上帝吩咐地要生出活物来。
Okay. So biblically, eating plants does not constitute death.
所以就圣经而言, 吃植物不造成任何的死亡。
Okay. If God used evolution to create man, which is called theistic evolution, then he's not good, omniscient, or omnipotent.
假如上帝使用进化来创造人, 就是所谓的神造进化论, 那么他就不是良善、全知或是全能的。
Because the world imagined by the theory of evolution involves no intelligence and is in no way very good.
因为进化论所想象出来的世界没有智能的参与, 而且不是很好的。
Because there's a billion years of death, disease, and suffering before you get to man.
因为根据他们的推算呢, 到人出现之前已经有上千亿或上百亿的年, 经历了死亡、疾病跟苦难。
But in the Bible, there is no death before Adam sins.
但是在圣经里面, 亚当犯罪之前是没有任何死亡的。
See, creation in 6 days reveals our God to be good, omnipotent, and omniscient.
上帝在六天完成创造，其实他是良善、全能而且全知的。
Here's a little chart to help you see this.
这边有个图表帮助大家明白。
See, you have time on the bottom line.
右边那条线是时间。
Now, if you're a weak God, it's going to take you a long time to make things.
假如你是一位非常软弱的上帝，那你就要花很多的时间来创造。
And if you're not very smart, it's going to take you a long time to make things.
假如你不是很聪明，也要花很长的时间来创造事情。
With the up and down line is intelligence.
那上面的这个垂直线是像智能。
Okay, if God, then he doesn't need any time at all to create everything.
假如上帝是全知全能的，他不需要很长的时间来创造。
So it makes a difference what you believe.
所以你所相信的就对你的这个人生会有很不一样的影响。
Will affect your faith and what kind of God you really have.
影响你的信心，而且影响你所信的上帝到底是一个什么样的上帝。
I believe God's word in Genesis.
我相信上帝在创世纪里的话。
I know he created everything in 6 days.
我知道他在六天完成了创造。
He's omnipotent and omniscient.
他是全能全知的。
And he can meet all my needs.
他也可以满足我所有的需要。
God is good and will restore creation to its paradise conditions.
神是良善的, 而且要恢复造物到他起初乐园的状况。
There was no suffering or death before Adam sinned, and there will be no suffering and death in the new heavens and the new earth.
在亚当堕落之前没有苦难或死亡，而他创造新天新地之后也没有苦难或死亡。
So we have a lot of scriptures that teach this. The wolf and the lamb will feed together. They won't eat each other.
在这边，以赛亚书说，豺狼必与羊羔同食。
And the lion will eat straw like a cow.
那狮子要吃草跟牛一样。
Okay. Creation's perfection will be restored by Jesus Christ.
那造物的完美将被耶稣基督来恢复。
He will remove all the corruption caused by man's sin.
他会挪除所有因为人的罪恶所造成的腐败。
But you only have that hope if you believe God's word.
但只有相信上帝的话语，你才会有这样的一个盼望。
See, Charles Templeton lost the battle for his mind and died lost.
那 Charles Templeton 他的思想战失败了，他就死亡而且失丧。
Used to be a good friend with Billy Graham and even was considered a better preacher than Billy Graham.
他曾经跟格里汉是很好的朋友，甚至有人说他是比格里汉讲道讲得更好。
But then he went to a very liberal seminary in New York.
但是他去了纽约一个非常自由派的神学院。
And he lost his faith in seminary.
所以在神学院里面他丧失了他的信心。
He wrote his book Farewell to God.
他写了一本书是与上帝说再见。
One of the reasons he gave up his faith.
他说他有一个他放弃他信仰的原因是。
Said surely it would not be beyond the competence of an omniscient deity to create an animal world that could be sustained without suffering and death.
他说一位全知全能的神一定有能力创造而且维持动物世界不受痛苦与死亡。
So he was taught evolution in his seminary.
在神学院里教导他进化论。
Why didn't he believe what God said in Genesis 1 to 3?
他为什么不相信创世纪第一章一到三节的话呢？
Because he was deceived by a lie to believe in evolution.
因为他被欺骗了，相信进化论的谎言。
If he had just kept believing God's word, he would have been okay.
只要他继续相信神的话，他是没有问题的。
And here's the sad thing. Everything he learned about evolution has already been proven wrong today.
但是非常悲惨的就是他过去对进化论所相信的那些学说呢，今天已经被证实是错误的。
So he lost his eternal life on a lie.
所以他因为一个谎言丧失了他一个永恒的生命。
Understanding true science and true faith is a matter of life and death.
这明白真实的科学与信心是生死攸关的事情。
Okay. Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust.
保罗说，提摩太呀，你要保守所托付你的。
And that's the scriptures.
那就是圣经。
Okay. It says, avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called.
要躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道、似是而非的科学。
And that's what we've been trying to help you realize, that evolution is based on soft science. It's falsely called science.
这就是我为什么要让大家明白，软科学就是一个似是而非的学问。
It's totally different than medicine and sending rockets to the moon and Mars.
它与医学以及太空，就是把这个人送到月球去这些，或是火星上，完全是不一样的一个学问。
Okay. Which some professing have erred concerning the faith.
已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。
Like Templeton erred.
就像我刚刚提到这个 Charles Templeton.
Okay. We must be aware of the deceptive use of three definitions for the word evolution.
我们必须明白哈，进化论蒙骗人，它有三个不同的意义。
Okay, they equivocate these three definitions to deceive the public.
他们把这三个模棱两可的定语来欺骗大众。
Okay, the first definition is evolution just means change over time.
第一个定义就是经历长时间的变化就是进化论。
Well, if that's true, we can all agree with that. Doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not.
那我们都同意这一点。
Everything changes over time.
有很多事情，几乎每件事情根据时间都有变化。
But is this all you mean by evolution? And of course, nobody does.
那这就是进化论定义的全部吗？当然不是。
Okay. The second definition is known as the special theory of evolution or microevolution.
那第二个就是特别进化理论，所谓的微观进化。
Okay.Many observations of this nature were recorded in Darwin's book, The Origin of the Species.
对自然的许多观察呢，都被记录在达尔文的《物种原始论》里面。
Okay, microevolution is small changes that take place within species over time to produce new characteristics.
微进化指的是在物种当中发生的微小变化，经过时间产生新的特征。
This is empirical and observable.
这是实证，而且可以观察到的。
Christians have no problem with this.
基督徒对这个也没什么问题。
Okay. Here's some examples of microevolution.
这边就是一些例子。
These are Darwin's finches, the actual ones he used in his book.
这是达尔文在书中所使用的雀鸟。
But there's no change of one species to another. They're all finches.
但是它的种类并没有变化，还是雀鸟。
Okay. We got antibiotic resistant bacteria. They're still bacteria. They just learned to be resistant to certain antibiotics.
还有就是有些细菌呢，它慢慢会产生抗药性。
Okay. All dog breeds.
还有所有狗的品种。
That little guy and that big guy all evolved from a wolf. We know that.
那这个小狗跟大狗都是从一个狼变来的。
We can breed them out.
我们可以把它们的调养出来。
But they've lost genetic information in the breeding process.
但是在这个饲养过程中呢，他们会失去他的基因信息。
And then you got changes in humans.
和人的改变。
Evolution would teach all these different colors, all these different races, are a result of different levels in evolution.
那进化论会说这种不同人种、不同肤色的这些人呢，是不同进展来的，不同因为进化不同而进展来的。
But God says we're all created equally valuable in His sight.
但上帝说我们在上帝眼中都是平等的，有价值的。
We did not evolve.
不是进化来的。
And then the third definition, which is the problem.
那第三个定义就是大问题。
That's the general theory of evolution.
这就是一般进化论。
This is what's called macroevolution.
所谓的宏观或是大进化。
This definition unscientifically claims one species can evolve into a new species.
这个理论非常没有科学的宣称一个物种能够进化到另一个新的物种。
Okay. This definition is not a fact but unproven theory.
这个定义不是事实，是没有经过证实的理论。
It has never been observed and has no hard empirical science to support it.
它也观察不到，而且没有实证证据去支持它。
Here's some supposed examples of macroevolution.
这些就是一些所谓的大进化的例子。
Supposedly, reptiles evolved into birds.
好比虚设的爬虫类进化到鸟类。
We looked at that. There's no evidence for it.
我以前看过了，给大家看过了，没有证据。
The supposed evolution of land mammals to whales.
好比陆地哺乳动物进化到鲸鱼。
We pointed out that's a deception by some professors.
这是某些教授们的欺骗。
And all those so-called missing links
还有所谓的遗失的链接
have proven not to be links.
证明不是链接。
The supposed evolution of apes to humans.
还有就是所谓猿猴进化到人类。
Right, we looked at that last time.
上次我们也看过。
6 million years of evidence.
600万年的妄想证据。
All the X's are the ones that no longer count.
好，这些都已经不是证据了。
Okay, there's your 6 million years of evidence.
这就是600万年的证据。
And as some experts in the field of evolution say, all the evidence could fit in the back of a pickup truck.
专家说他们所收集所有的证据都能够装进一部小的货车。
Makes more sense to believe God created the heavens and the earth and man.
好，让我们更愿意相信上帝创造了天地，创造了人。
So when someone uses evolution to disprove biblical creation, ask them.
所以当人使用进化论攻击你的基督教信仰的时候呢，你要反问
What definition of evolution are you using?
你用的进化论定义是什么？
Now if they use definition 1 or 2, we can agree with them.
假如他们使用的是一或二，我们也同意。
That's observable science, but does not disprove anything in the Bible.
因为那些是可观察到的科学，他们不否认圣经任何部分。
Okay. But if they assume definition number 3,We must politely disagree.
我们必须很礼貌的不同意。
Their definition is not science, but based on philosophical materialism.
因为那个定义不是科学，而是没有经过证实的理论，是一个哲学的推论。
So it's a good way to witness to somebody who's bought into the theory of evolution.
所以这个就是很好的向一位已经采纳了进化论的人跟他分享真理的时候。
And share with them that you've come to believe in God as your creator.
告诉他们你为什么相信上帝是造物主。
He created you with infinite value and with infinite purpose.
他创造你具有无限的价值还有目的。
And he's given you 4 relationships that will change your life.
他也给了你4个关键的关系来改变你的生命。
You can have a relationship with your creator.
第一，我们可以与造物主建立关系。
You can have a satisfying relationship with yourself.
第二，可以跟自己很好的相处。
You can have a meaningful relationship with nature and enjoy it.
第三，与神所造的大自然有一个有意义的关系，去享受它。
And you can enjoy the blessedness of your family.
而且第四个，我们可以享受我们的家人。
You have both a heavenly and an earthly family.
不但是地上的，也包括天上的家人。
And if you pursue those 4 purposes,
假如我们追寻这四个目的,
your life will be full and meaningful.
我们的人生将会很完满,有意义。
For the glory of God.
好,为了上帝的荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父,我们感谢你的话语。
And Lord, we do thank you for so much information that's available to us now of just how weak the theory of evolution really is.
我们也感谢你现在有很多的资讯让我们去搜寻知道进化论是这个理论是多么的微弱。
And we don't need to let anything that evolutionists are teaching us to hurt our faith in your word.
我们不需要让进化论者所说的任何理论来伤害到我们对你的信仰还有对你话语的信仰。
We are not evolved from animals.
因为我们不是从动物进化来的。
We're a special creation of God Almighty.
我们是全能上帝你独特的创造。
And if we just look at the world around us,
假如看我们看看四周的环境，
it becomes so obvious,
而变得非常的明显，
that there is a creator,
有一位造物主。
That we can know you.
我们可以认识你。
And we can find peace in that relationship.
我们也可以在跟你的关系当中找到平安。
We thank you for your word in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名感谢你的话。
Amen.
Amen.